You are listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
Hello, everyone. My name is Stan Mathay, a member of the Servants of the Word. I have our passage for today. Passage is Daniel 7, 9 to 14, probably familiar to many of you. Let me read the passage. I'll give a few reflections and then ask a few questions for your reflection. Starting in verse 9. As I looked, thrones were placed, and the Ancient of Days took his seat. His clothing was white as snow, and the hair of his head like pure wool. His throne was fiery flames, its wheels were burning fire. A stream of fire issued and came out from before him. 1,000,000 served him, and 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The court sat in judgment, and the books were opened. I looked then because the sound of the great words that the horn was speaking. And as I looked, the beast was killed, and its body destroyed and given over to be burned with fire. As for the rest of the beasts, their dominion was taken away, but their lives were prolonged for a season and a time. I saw in the night visions, and behold, with the clouds of heaven there came one like a son of man, and he came to the Ancient of Days and was presented before him. And to him was given dominion and glory and a kingdom that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom one that shall not be destroyed. Now the context of the passage is that Daniel has a vision of beasts rising out of the sea, which signify the nations who are opposed to God and his people. And then a fourth beast appears of great power, and who speaks with great pride and contempt against God and his people. And then we're given this vision of the heavenly courtroom with God as judge. We see an image of thrones being placed, possibly thrones of the patriarchs and apostles, or the elders seen in Revelation 4. But in any case, in this courtroom, there are the heavenly witnesses or dignitaries seated around the throne to observe the judgment. But on the central throne sits the Ancient of Days, God himself. His snow-white raiment signifies his absolute purity and judgment to judge with justice and truth. His hair as white as wool represents his infinite wisdom. His throne of fire signifies his power and glory. And the stream of fire coming from the throne represents his judgment upon his enemies and his divine punishment. We know that in Revelations, a stream of living water flows from the throne. But here, to punish his enemies, there's a stream of fire. And then before him, thousands and thousands of angels worship him. And 10,000s times 10,000s attend to him. Finally, books are open, implying the accountability of those at enmity with the Ancient of Days for their deeds against him. That's the first part of the vision. Then we see the beast, who is full of pride and rebellion against God, put to death, and the other beasts having their dominion taken away, but given some power for a while, for a season and a time. The beast shows up in Revelations as the Antichrist, who is the minister of Satan himself. This passage could represent the ultimate defeat of Satan through Christ's death and resurrection, but although his dominion is destroyed, he is still allowed some power to make war on the people of God. Then the third and final scene is that of the Son of Man being presented to the Ancient of Days and given all authority and power and kingdom, that all peoples and kingdoms should serve him. His dominion is established forever and will be never overcome. The Son of Man in Scripture sometimes refers to a normal person and at other times refers to the Messiah. The clouds represent the divine presence. The fact that this Son of Man comes with the clouds presents him as having divinity, as well as the qualities of man. Here certainly points to the Messiah. And of course, we know that this Son of Man, who is man and divine, is Jesus our Lord, the incarnation of the Son of God, who's also the Son of Man. There's much that we can reflect on this passage. God is all glorious and powerful and wise. God is the eternal judge with all authority to punish his enemies. And God has given all authority to the Son of Man, Jesus Christ, his Son, to reign on his behalf, and has given him an everlasting kingdom. What should be our response? First, we should fear God as the all-powerful judge of all his creatures. Second, we should trust God. He reigns, and despite the trials and tribulations that we go through in life, we shall reign with him forever. And thirdly, we should hope in God. He has established the kingdom of his divine Son, who is our Savior, who has written our names in his book of life. Finally, some questions. Are we preparing ourselves for the reign of Christ and his return, who will come again in the clouds, just like he departed to heaven? Are we seeking to live lives of faith and righteousness in light of God's judgment? Are we living in such a way to confirm our election and have our names written in the book of life? Finally, are we seeking to live in this kingdom, in his glory and in his power, and to advance that kingdom? Brothers and sisters, let us prostrate ourselves before the Holy One, before the Ancient of Days, and his Messiah, his Son, who will judge our lives and who has all authority and glory and kingdom. Amen.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.